We have our desilting program, and that would have started in 2017. We have ramped up our program for desilting and clearing of water courses across Trinidad, and we have programmed 215 desilting projects to date, and we have completed 134, and the others are at various stages of completion. So that will bring the much relief in areas prone to flooding. We also have our development program where we would do retaining walls to protect properties, and we also have a rehabilitation of the paved water courses, mainly in Port of Spain and environs. We have the Marval, Diego Martin, and the St. Anne's River. That's an ongoing project because we have that infrastructure, it's all infrastructure, and we are doing rehabilitation works to those.